this podcast includes unapologetic logic and reason and may not be suitable for all audiences. In a world full of nonsense, he's been called the voice of uncommon common sense. He sees the abnormal that many find normal. Author and award-winning speaker, he is Chris.
I got a few great things to talk about today, so I don't think I need to really take much time to lay it up. I'll just get right into it. Hopefully you remember, or maybe you remember yesterday I mentioned about Jane Fonda making some crazy kind of statement about misogyny, homophobia, racism all tied together. Well, here it is.
Racism, misogyny, homophobia, whatever, the war. And if you really get into it and study it and learn about it and the history of it and the everything's connected, there'd be no climate crisis if it wasn't for racism.
So, there'd be no climate crisis if it wasn't for racism. This lady's completely off her rocker. I'm pretty sure this was on The View. Who else have such lunacy? You know, it's the white men. It's just they're to blame for everything, literally. I don't know what happened to this woman. I don't know what kind of tragedy she suffered. But boy, oh boy, does she hate men, white men. There'd be no climate crisis if it weren't for racism. It's not in that little piece there, and I don't need to keep playing it. But she went on to say it's because, you know, it's black and brown people, and I guess by inference, homosexuals, transgender, they're stuck in these polluted areas. Boy, women too, misogynist men, stuffing their women down in the polluted areas. Anyway, I already talked about it yesterday. There's people that think like this. It's like, man, the thinking is so warped. And I'm like, here's another thing I think to myself anymore. I watch this, I'm thinking, don't you have anything better to do? She's like, oh, yeah. If you really get into it. I'm like, get into what? She's wearing a football jersey. Come enjoy the game. It looks like maybe a Chiefs or a Niners jersey. I don't even know who's going to their. I know the Eagles are going to the championship. I don't even know who they're playing. Funny, right? I could care less. Did they play? Is that today or was it Sunday or Saturday? I don't know. I could honestly care less. It means nothing to me. But maybe it would be good for Jane Fonda. Just let go of all this anger with white men. You can go watch predominantly black men run around on the field, smashing their heads against each other. And, you know, I think a lot of them are kind of misogynistic and maybe homophobic in some cases. I don't know. It's not for me to cast these doubts on the incredible NFL players with the cause, right? Why aren't they taking a knee anymore? What happened to that? What did police with this latest, why aren't they taking a knee? Why isn't that making a resurgence? Where's Black Lives Matter? You know, hearing from them, they ran them out of town. But Antifa's still around. All right. Well, I don't know if I'm saying this correctly, but trending on Twitter was hashtag staged. And what caught my eye, now, before I even say this, I'm just going to tell you, you know, this video that I saw, you know, it looked real. But so did the original video of Greta getting arrested. But then again, I guess not for people who took a closer look at it. I didn't. I just assumed she got arrested. Somebody was saying, how come Greta never protests in Iran or China? Ha, ha, ha. Well, anyway, then there's this video that seems to clearly show that it was completely staged, that she wasn't arrested, that they weren't real cops. She's not a child, by the way. I guess she's just a very small little troll of a woman. I think she's college age or something like that. And, you know, making a living off of acting, I guess. What a brilliant thing. Just an actor, really. A paid actor. Who's paying for this? I don't know. People want to put pressure on fossil fuels. Maybe it's coming from the fossil fuel industry so that they can keep the prices higher. Who knows? Foreign governments, opportunists, I don't know. But the point is this. It seems pretty clear from what I can see, who knows, that this whole latest video of her getting arrested was a complete fraud set up for media consumption, and it seemed to work. Amazing, really. Completely lie. And, you know, debunked via video feed. How do you know it's not some kind of deep fake or edited? You don't know. You don't know. Then there's the Nancy Pelosi, Paul Pelosi attack video. I watched it without reading any of the dissertations on it or any of the commentary. This isn't my area of expertise to deconstruct videos like this. On a first pass, I was like, wow, I listened to the 911 calls. I watched the video. I was like, wow, you know, he got broken into. Maybe Paul Pelosi was a bit drunk. Maybe he was just hoping for the best to talk this down peacefully. Maybe he didn't feel he was in a good position to fight back. So then there's these supposed discrepancies and the guy, what did the guy change his clothes in the house? Because he's outside, he's dressed one way, inside another way. And I wasn't real clear on that, but they're suggesting then that it's not even the same person. And then in the video, you don't actually see Paul Pelosi being struck. And we never really saw any of that evidence either. And why not? Why not? So there's this allegation that this was staged, that the Paul Pelosi attack was staged. I don't know on this one. It's pretty fascinating, to say the least. I guess he's holding a drink or something. He's calmly calling 911. I don't know. I put some of the imagery, the screenshots, in the show notes. You can take a look at it yourself. Then there's this one. And that is from the Chinese COVID videos back. Does this have a date on it? It does not. But remember the first stage videos of alleged COVID casualties from China? It was the Chinese Communist Party started this global psyop. Nowhere else in the world have we been seeing people dropping dead like that. The plandemic was on the brink of failure. Yes, I've talked about it. I remember early on they were showing these convulsing patients and leaked videos and a hospital built in an hour and a half. You remember that whole thing? Where'd that thing go? Yeah, I saw the follow-up on that, and that appeared to be stage two, which I question. I question that. Modular, possibly. I don't know. Anyway, you can look at this stuff in the show notes. All I can tell you is you really can't believe anything at this point in time. And I have to believe, especially with artificial intelligence, as it gets better and better at video manipulation, that you're just going to see mass-scale deception on a crazy scale. Only going to get worse, that's what I see. Speaking of getting worse, should I do this Biden 60 Minutes interview? Let's do this, shall we? Let's go back here, 11:46, and I'll go back a little further so we can get the volume in here. This is Joe Biden on national TV on 60 Minutes talking about Trump with missing documents.
To warn you that important national security secrets were revealed by the storage of those documents at the former president's home.
I have not personally spoken to anyone on that, in that regard. I'm sure my administration is aware of all of that, and so is the NASA.
Now, you know, it's just very interesting how he blah, 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 blah is on here, and I would say an indication that he's probably full of crap, but how could I say for sure?
Were you notified of the FBI's
nothing.
Execution of a search warrant at Mar-a-Lago?
Listen.
No, not ahead of time.
No, not ahead of time. He's lying through his teeth.
The FBI spread the documents out on a floor.
Remember this photograph on the floor of Mar-a-Lago with the hotel carpeting in the background and the top secret all over the place?
To make a record of what was found.
Make a record,
when
sure.
When you saw the photograph of the top secret documents laid out on the floor at Mar-a-Lago, what did you think to yourself looking at that image?
How that could possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible? And I thought, what data was in there that may compromise sources and methods? By that I mean names of people who helped, or et cetera. And it just totally irresponsible.
And you don't know what was in those documents?
I have not asked for the specific.
So how could it be so irresponsible if he doesn't even know what's in the documents? Let me tell you, they're going to hang him on the, what a fool. What a fool and a tool. And then they find documents going back to his days in the Senate and even Mike Pence. And then Mike Pence has said the same thing. Well, this was a big mistake. Rules weren't followed. No kidding. I'll bet. I think they're going to hang themselves on this. Trump's going to get a big political upper hand with this. Maybe not. Who knows? It's unbelievable what we're going through, the times we're living in. Crazy, really. All started with the TV. You know, there was Greek philosophers that argued, I don't know if they were Greek, but philosophers back in the day that argued that paper was a bad idea, that people wouldn't have to remember important things and stories, and it would ultimately hurt their ability to think and remember things. Isn't that funny? And then I remember my mother warning about, and then the paper, of course, led to books and this great enlightenment, if you will, really, right? Books generated a lot of that, made it possible, all made possible by paper. And then I guess, you know, the printing press took it to another level, mass production of information. Then came the TV, where they could instantly funnel it out, radio with sound, but then TV. And TV was just very captivating to the human mind, right? Maybe the driver of its own kind of psychosis. Honestly, I think it's possible. Who knows? This mass psychosis from what's being pumped through in imagery and video. Studies have been done on it. They understand it very well. It's nuts. It really is. So was the TV the tipping point? Well, then the internet came, and it brought a whole new revolution. And now comes AI, and it's bringing. Well, then came social media, and that brought a whole new revolution. And now AI is coming, and where is it all going to end? I don't know. We may soon find out. Who knows? Biden with the documents. So anyway, speaking of bad situations. So now NATO, I guess you'd say, America, I think we're sending 30 tanks over into Ukraine. And I don't think we got a chance to talk at all about this yesterday. This is a big deal. There was some big headlines out. World Health Organization recommends stocking up on radiation pills or something like that. Let me see. Are any of these headlines still in? Nah, everything switched to the Memphis police beating there. There's something else I want to touch on with that, but let me finish on the Ukraine while we're here. Ukraine, this is another story that came out. Ukraine predicting attacks on major Russian cities. The matter is only seems to be escalating. You know, if you think about the prospects of American and NATO weapons being used to launch attacks inside Russia, which is, I'm saying that, I don't think that's what Ukraine was saying, but if that became the possibility, where does the support end? Do we send our drones in? I mean, Russia's using Iranian drones. Do we give them American drones? I don't know. Most of the stuff that was provided before was purely defensive. But now that's shifting into more of an offensive posture. Russia, for their part, seems to be bombarding the hell out of Ukraine. There's not going to be much left. Not going to be much left at all. So it'll be interesting to see. Maybe it's a valuable piece of land that's really driving this fight. As best I can tell, Russia is winning. I would say, too, though, that the risk of escalation and disruption of very important things is probably pretty high. I would have to think. We'll see. It's kind of amazing. It's like a little pressure cooker going on there. And I don't know. Russia seems to be definitely on the edge where they're not going to put up with much more. China, I don't know. There was a story going around about Russian ships surrounding the United States, maybe prepared for some kind of a strategic strike. One little incident, right? One little incident. Crazy. What could happen? It's why I say I would spend some time being prepared, being able to be mobile. Crazy times we're living in. Always kind of crazy. Always seems to be something. Is it really going to escalate? Who really knows? Gas is actually down. Inflation seems to be kind of under control. I don't know. I think that's going to settle in and get worse, but time will tell. So I wanted to say about this Memphis police beating. And it was another video that was coming up in the staged category under the hashtag stage trending on Twitter. And that was, they were saying, how is it that two officers are holding this guy's hands while a third one just hauls off and punches him in the face? And this kind of stuff happened repeatedly through the videos. At one point, the guy was down on the ground with officers holding him down, and the guy's getting kicked in the face. I went back and rewatched all this after yesterday, and there's definitely questions, but in my mind, it doesn't really take away what led to these guys punching this guy in the face like this, kicking him in the face like this. I really don't quite get it. Crazy to me. I don't know what police tactic would allow that. It just, like I said, what the goal was in that. And if the cameras were on, I'm sure maybe you've seen it by now. I mean, it's out there for everybody to see. So, but the question of it being staged, and I said that, you know, the timing of this with this pushback on the debt limit. What are the chances you wake up and when a deal was reached and no further conversation? Congress agreed to stall off a shutdown or catastrophe. I don't know. We'll find out. But the protests, like, wow, this money thing is evil. You know, you think, oh, yeah, they need to cut back the spending. They can't. They can't. This house of cards, I think, is so fragile. And it always is with fiat money like this. It's and the way this operates, it's always on the edge. But you start to. But right now, they have to. I think the spending is at $2 trillion because they have to support the worldwide growth. The other countries using the dollar, and if you understand how it works, it's lunacy. It really is. Home prices across the country are high, everywhere. I was looking, I bought my first two investment properties out in a place called Tamaqua and Coldale. We bought two of these houses in the same day. Nice houses. One was a twin, the other one was the end of a row. Three-bedroom houses, walk-up attics, beautiful deck, nice little yard, nice little part of town in both cases, quiet, sleepy areas. And we bought those houses for $27,000. That was 2008, I believe. What's that? 15 years ago. We were getting about $700 a month in rent, which was really high. The area market was about $550. Well, now they're renting for $1,600, $1,800 a month. It's incredible, the inflation that's happened during that period of time. Now, it needed it. It was so far depressed. It really was. I mean, you couldn't operate. But anyway, it's just nowhere's cheap. It's not going away. Those value adjustments for people that were unprepared or got caught off guard, you're stuck. And it's just not a good time to be hanging on debt. I would say that should be part of your preparation right now. Important part of your planning. I know it is for me. Anyway, fake staged videos. I don't know about the Memphis police beating there. They didn't think they were doing anything wrong. That's clear. That, to me, is like the most kind of alarming. It's like, What part of police operations, you know, allows that? And it was almost like they kind of went after him. So a couple of details I didn't mention yesterday. He got stopped at a traffic stop. And I haven't seen the exact details. I think that he was high and he was acting funny and it was pissing the cop off. You know, I think the word was jeopardizing the cop's safety and his own. I mean, you know, the way the guy was acting, I'm going to shoot you, probably knowing he was unarmed, but the way he was freaking him out, he's like, knock it off. Guy gets even worse, and he's, you know, saying, I'm complying, but I don't think he really was. Like, get down on the ground, and he kind of was, but he wasn't completely. And, of course, the lawyer's going, well, it's because he was scared. Anyway, at whatever the case is, right, wrong, or indifferent, he's at a traffic stop. He ends up getting drug out of the car in a tussle with the police. That part of it, it does appear that the police are pretty ramped up, but we don't know why. You know, don't understand completely why. Then we're getting the body cam of the cop that shows up on the scene to help, and they kind of just come in, you know, guns a-blazing, so to speak, all ramped up. Nobody's pulling guns ramped up, but they were happy to stun him and pepper spray him and punch him. He gets away at the traffic stop. He runs away and gets away from the cops after all that. He was high on something. I'd have to believe that. Leaves his car, runs, and gets away. Well, cops. And then what does he do? You know, does he go and make a phone call? And I'm not aware of any of this. Does he call the police and say, listen, I was just assaulted by the police, and I'm only going to disclose my location, but, you know, make some kind of a deal. And he said, that's a lot to ask for somebody. Okay, fine. Either way, they go, the cops go and basically pick him up, walk him back to his house, two blocks from his house, because he ran away from the traffic stop. It's at night. It's not real clear how late at night, what neighborhood he was in or what he was doing out. And you say, none of that matters. I think it does matter. Does it change the fact that the cops should not be punching people in the face? No, it does not change that fact. So they get him then, and then these DoorDash video and body cam footage where they, you know, it's like, I think, three or four cops holding them and beating on him, kicking him in the face while he's down. And this went on for a while. This guy got beat up. Now, were they agitated at what happened? I believe they were. Were they overly worked up? I believe they were. I said this before. Could it be that the cops were on something? I think it should be looked into. I think whether either was under the influence, that it should be known. What do you say about old Joe Biden's testimony on 60 Minutes there? Not pretty incriminating for him, wouldn't you say? How do you respond to that? What does he say now? Trump ought to use it for a campaign ad. You know what? He should play that in the background. Completely irresponsible. Do you know what the documents were? No, no. Well, how do you know it's irresponsible then? I don't know. Now, he overplayed his political hand, and Trump's going to come out on top again. I saw, you know, this is all BS too, but a poll saying that Trump was leading Biden. Yeah. So in other words, the parties are gearing up for big fundraising. Trump came out supporting Rhonda McDaniel, the RNC chair. Nobody seems to like her. Change was needed. So Trump is going to move over and cozy up with the establishment. What could go wrong? I don't know. Jackson Lee, Democrat from Texas, introduced a bill criminalizing conspiracy to commit white supremacy, which includes criticism of non-whites. I believe that's called the First Amendment, the freedom of speech. You know, here you have people that you shouldn't even be able to criticize black people. So how's that work in the case of the Memphis cops? Easy, because it's racism. Racism caused them to do it. That's the only way you could explain that. That's why Jane Fonda, you see? It's probably because those cops grew up in polluted areas that made them go a little goofy. Takes you right back to right racism. Trump's fault, my fault. You just have to understand the logic, that's all. I don't know. Let's see. Here's another Biden clip. Will this play? Yeah.
I'm going to get assault weapons banned. I did it once. I'm going to do it again. There's no social redeeming value. Deer aren't wearing Kevlar vests out there. What the hell you need an assault? No, I'm serious. And ban the number of bullets and go in a magazine. There's no need for any of that.
No
I
need.
I love my right-wing friends who talk about the tree of liberty is water with the blood of patriots. I mean, if you need to work about taking on the federal government, you need some F-15s. You don't need an AR-15. I'm serious. Think about it. Think about the rationale for this. It's about money.
Fascinating, really. What's this? Oh, this is good, too. This is very good. Alan Dershowitz. It's going to make me click through here. Yeah, okay. Here we go.
You have no right not to wear. You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business.
Wait, can I stop you? No right not to be vaccinated? Meaning if they decide you have to be vaccinated, we have to be vaccinated?
Absolutely. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge a needle into you. You have no right.
Oh, my God. Ridiculous. The fear-mongering that was going on. People are saying, don't forget these fools. Really very true. Anyway, where was I here? Lunacy. Ukraine peace deal. Russian claims now that the war could be ended just a few weeks in, but the West wouldn't allow any discussions about a peace deal. I don't know if that's a completely accurate way of saying that. Google curates data for AI whistleblower. I think that could be fantastic, potentially. Nancy Pelosi accused of more shady stock trades, sold $3 million of Google stock just before the DOJ launched an antitrust probe. This just goes on over and over again. She's not the only one. And that money is getting siphoned off the market, siphoned off of retirement accounts. Everybody pays for it. Great article here in background on the United States track record and history of meddling in elections, foreign elections. The CIA accused Russia of interfering in the 2016 election by hacking into the Democrat and Republican computer networks and selectively releasing emails, but critics might point out that the United States has done worse things. The United States has a long history of attempting to influence presidential elections in other countries. It's done so as many as 81 times between 1946 and 2000. And this, according to a database put together by a political scientist from Carnegie Mellon, doesn't include the military coups, regime change efforts, the election of candidates the United States didn't like, notably those in Iran, Guatemala, and Chile. Doesn't include general assistance with the electoral process like election monitoring. It's a costly act which is designed to determine the election results in favor of one of two sides. The acts carried out in secret two-thirds of the time include funding election campaigns as the United States did in Israel, disseminating misinformation or propaganda, training locals only one side in various campaigning or get-out-the-vote techniques, helping one side design their campaign materials, making public announcements or threats in favor or against the candidate, and providing or withdrawing foreign aid, which we shouldn't be giving in the first place, indeed. Goes on and on. The United States political involvement, meddling in foreign elections. And so is the Soviets, the Russians, the British, and the Israelis. Everybody's been doing it. It's like a lot of things. It's just the scale of it has gotten to be nuts. Absolutely nuts. What is this? Oh, why do they want more rape and armed robbery and murder? Big city mayor clobbered over crime hurting the poorest people. Oh, this is another story about Mary Lightfoot. Allowing crime. And the inference, oh, the same here in Philadelphia, you can only conclude that they're happy to allow these crimes to continue. Gasoline engines in the time of electric motors. American automakers revealing an $854 million investment in V8 engines. The problem has been rage largely with the trucks. But nobody's really too confident that the future is going to be one of electric vehicles. I don't understand why they can't come out with like a carbon fiber, titanium maybe, structural frame, almost like a Gator, if you know what I'm talking about. Four-wheel drive would be great. Front-wheel drive would be okay. Maybe even like close wheels in the back, almost like a trike setup, a one-person vehicle or even a two-person vehicle, very small. And you could still make it a cockpit. It doesn't have to be like super tight that you, you know, you're squeezed into this thing. Like a, almost like a Jeep Willys or something, you know, maybe something a little more than that. Maybe even a little more compact in some ways. I don't know. Like, what would that do for the environment? You see all these cars running on. I ran out to get gas and cash. Could have done that, you know, in a little electric, if you had a little electric mobile like that, that say had a 200 mile range, I could plug it into my regular outlet, even as a backup vehicle. I don't know. I think it would be good. It'd be great for me because I don't drive much. Dr. Robert Malone, who was in on the early research and developing the mRNA vaccines, who's a big anti, says not to take the vaccines, says he can't support Trump because he defends the use of the vaccine. Interesting. That's going to be a problem for Trump. Russia is buying the American military gear left behind in Afghanistan. Can you believe that? What are they going to do with it? Use it against us, reverse engineer it, send it to Iran, who knows? Americans increasingly disgruntled at work. I was going to talk about this for a little while. I guess I'll just say this. There's the problem right now is as much at the management level as it is at the labor level. Just the people, there's no talent at the management level. And people just think that there's this idea that it doesn't take any effort. People should be on autopilot. And things just don't work like that. Developing people is a real skill. Being a coach, a mentor, being able to speak clearly, develop people, encourage people. There's not many around. There really isn't. Not many that do it well. New pandemic fears due to a deadly bird flu. The only what you want to do is get triple, quadruple, gazillionated vaccinated. Just get stabbed over and over again. Social Security and Medicare. Republicans plan to slash Social Security and Medicare plans are becoming clearer. Something's got to be done. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what that leads to. Not good for me. Protesters in Peru. Unrest around the world. It's really a very unstable time. Maybe it's because the Earth's core has stopped and they think is going to reverse course. Maybe once it gets back on track, everything will go back to normal. Everybody's just going off the rails, literally, because of these weird waves coming out of the center of the earth. Listen, there's only one thing to do. Fold yourself up a nice tinfoil hat. Get that thing cinched down real tight. You'll be just fine. I hope to see you back tomorrow, God willing. Have a great day. I'll see you there.